professional like you, hosted by me, another criminal justice professional. So I'm glad you're here on this Thursday, whatever you're at, whatever you're doing, thanks for tuning in. I wanted to talk today a little bit about balance. I think I've hit this topic before in the past, but I wanted to talk about it again because it is so important. We all have our lives. We all have our work lives, our routines in our life. Most of it centers around our jobs, our work, our professions, whatever we do. I have been a police officer for 20 years, and during that 20-year profession, about half of it, I lived and breathed law enforcement. Not that that's a bad thing out there. I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, but it's important to have balance, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Balance is so important in our lives. We need to balance our professions, whatever we're doing, you know, police, parole, probation, whatever you're doing out there, we need to have a balance in our lives. We need to balance our family. We need to balance our health. We need to balance other activities outside of work. And for many years, I was one-sided, at least for me, where I was living and breathing in law enforcement, and that was it. All I had was law enforcement friends, cops, and that's all I associated with. And it's not a bad thing. You know, but I think we need to have balance. We need to have friends outside of law enforcement. We need to be doing other things instead of going to the range all the time. Again, not that that's not important, but I think we need to have balance in our lives. And I certainly have that in my life right now. You know, I try to maintain a healthy lifestyle. You know, I do other things outside of law enforcement. I think that has helped me overall with the way I look at things. My outlook. I mean, I used to have the outlook of, you know, everybody out there was a criminal. I don't have that outlook anymore. You know, I'm still suspicious of some people, obviously, but I don't have this outlook of everybody out there is a criminal. And I think you get that mindset sometimes when you hang around, you know, nothing but, you know, law enforcement. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. All I'm saying is that you need to open up your mind a little bit and hang out with some other people. I love my law enforcement brothers and sisters, and you all know that. I've said that many, many times. But you need to have some friends outside of law enforcement. You need to have a balance. And I think you're going to be happier if you do that. You need to find other friends. Talk about other topics. Educate yourself. Find new hobbies. Whatever. Do something outside of law enforcement. And I'm speaking just directly to law enforcement because that is my experience. So, but this really applies to any other profession out there, whether you're in probation, parole, you know, working at Walmart, doing whatever. You need to have something outside of your normal routine to maintain that balance. And a lot of it revolves around, I think, health and wellness. I'm starting to meditate. For those of you out there who are laughing at me, don't knock it until you try it. Meditation is great. There's plenty of apps out there. Breathe is the app I use. You can download, I think it's for Android and iOS. It is a great application, and it's just a couple minutes a day, and it walks you through how to meditate. And I tell you what, it makes a difference. I need to be get on a schedule with it to be more proficient at it. But I tell you what, I think it's helping. So there's plenty of things you can do out there to maintain balance in your life, and I think it's very important. And a lot of officers, I think, would benefit by having better balance in their professional lives. So that's all I wanted to talk about today. I wanted to pop on and give my two cents about having balance in your life. I'm sure some of you or a lot of you have thought about this. Hopefully a lot of you are engaging in this, you know, being active and doing other things outside of your normal profession, because I think it's very important. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and sign off. This is a very, very quick podcast, obviously. I want to get you back to your Thursday. I hope you are all doing well. If you can do me a favor, head over to iTunes, give me a review, good or bad. I'd love to hear from you. I'm also all over social media. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn. I'm on Snapchat, Instagram. You can look, search my name, Patrick Fitzgibbons. You should be able to find me. Look me up, and friend me. I'd love to hear from you, or follow me, and I'll do the same. So with that, I hope everybody has a fantastic Thursday. I look forward to our next podcast, which is going to be this weekend on Saturday. So with that, have a great, great Thursday, everybody. Take care and be safe. Goodbye.